Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we've been talking all week about designing your life, and yesterday we touched on the idea of finding habits to bring you incrementally closer to what you want. And so once you get these habits in place, the next thing you want to do is you want to act as if it's going to happen for you. So surround yourself with the things and images that you want, and do what you can to begin living parts of that life that you desire. So if you're in a small apartment in a marginal neighborhood in New York City and you really want to live in Park Avenue in a penthouse, start spending time in the neighborhood. Eat there. If you have a dog, walk your dog there. Jog through the area. Find a building you like and start following the real estate transactions that happen in that building. So start to act as if you're there and just do bits and pieces of it. And just, as I said, surround yourself with it. And as you're acting as if, then start to visualize and feel. So daydream about that life. What would it be like to be in that penthouse apartment? And in your mind, put yourself into that daydream or the movie that allows you to feel the situation as clearly as you can. What's it like the first time that important person in your life, a parent, a brother, a sister, comes in and sees your lifestyle, the way you're living it and the way you envision it? How does that make you feel? And how do you feel when you wake up in the morning knowing that that's your life? Try to go there in your mind as often as you can. And when you go there, get as much clarity and as much feeling as possible while you're there. And knowing this is another thing that really helps. If you know that you're going to create your vision or something better, don't obsess about exactly how things are going to happen or exactly what they'll be. Just know that you're going to be successful in creating what it is that you want and have faith in that process. Again, don't get caught up in the details. Yes, you need to take action, but you don't need to micromanage every single step and know exactly how it's going to turn out, because you can plan as much as you want, but it's not going to happen exactly the way you anticipated. It never does. And then the last piece of this is just to enjoy the process. It's great to have goals and destinations, but the ride is life. That is what we do day to day. And be sure you're enjoying the ride. And the way you enjoy the ride is just start by appreciating what you already have. So find three things each day to appreciate. If you don't have money but you have your health, appreciate the fact that you're healthy. Find other things, the people around you, your loved ones. Reward yourself as you go. As you have incremental progress, find ways to reward yourself. Okay, when you make your first $100,000, you celebrate by taking a Caribbean cruise that you've always wanted to take. And then be present. And it's nice to think about the future, but again, you're living in the now. So appreciating helps you become present in the moment, but do that as much as you possibly can. Now, I've applied the research that I've done for the last 25 years, and you know, I find myself now splitting my time between my two favorite locations. Right? I'm in Florida on the beach, and I'm in the mountains in Colorado. I have a tremendous passion for the work that I do. I've got a wonderful relationship with my wife, who I've been with for 17 years, and I've got two daughters that bring me endless joy. So that may be luck, and you may consider that luck, but my life looks eerily like that design that I envisioned for myself so many years ago. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. If you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and if you'd be so kind as to leave a review while you're there, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, just start to think about what you want your life to look like. As I said, is my life exactly what I want? No, but I've made strides in the direction I want to go in. You know, it's worked out for me by simply following the steps we talked about. You know, I've been able to create a life that looks a lot like what I envisioned years ago. The challenge is it's always changing and you always want more than what you have. And of course, I still do. But it's nice to take a step back along the way and just simply appreciate what is and how it's transpired. So make sure you take the time to do that.